You're listening to SBS News. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has faced repeated questions over her response to health advice in the days before she ordered a lockdown of all of Greater Sydney on the 26th of June. On that Saturday in June, Premier Berejiklian conducted two news conferences, and during her second media appearance, she maintained she'd received additional health advice from her chief health officer that warranted an extension of the lockdown to include all of Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, Central Coast and Wollongong. But answers to questions on notice at a parliamentary inquiry have revealed New South Wales Health knew 2 days prior to that decision that they'd failed to contain an outbreak from a party attended by multiple people at Hoxton Park. Contact tracers discovered that they'd missed a number of the party guests who'd spent at least 5 days in the community after being exposed to COVID-19. That party became a super spreader event and entrenched the Delta outbreak in Sydney's southwest. The highly contagious Delta variant was first detected in Sydney on the 16th of June in an unvaccinated limousine driver who's believed to have caught the virus while transporting the crew from a FedEx freight plane from the United States while not wearing a mask. At her COVID-19 news conference, Gladys Berejiklian faced repeated questions over the Hoxton Park timeline and her response.
What is that time frame between West Hoxton setting off alarm bells and the lockdown being announced?
Well, quite immediate. I mean, the health experts...
What does that mean, quite immediate?
Well, we react to the health advice as soon as we receive it. And I could have waited an extra hours or an extra day, but I chose to come back on the same day and hold another press conference because as soon as we got upstairs, Dr. Chant provided us with additional advice and we reacted within hours. And look, I'm sure that people will have lots to say about how this pandemic is managed, and I'll leave it to the commentators.
Some of those commentators have criticised the New South Wales government for not locking down harder and faster in June. Given what New South Wales Health knew on the 24th of June, Gladys Berejiklian was asked whether she was suggesting the health officials had waited 48 hours to pass on their findings about the Hoxton Park cluster.
New South Wales Health did know on the 24th that there were several cases in the community, several attendees of the West Hoxton party in the community that they hadn't been aware of. Are you saying that it wasn't until the 26th, just hours before you called the citywide lockdown, that they advised you that they'd failed to control that outbreak?
No.
That information that they knew on the 24th?
As I said, we have the, and I can't say this more proudly, criticise governments, but our public health officials are the best in the land.
Another journalist set out the timeline for the Premier in the preface to his question about that 48-hour period.
The West Hoxton party occurred on the 19th. Health knew about it on the 21st. They thought they'd found everyone. On the 24th, they realised that there were people that they didn't know were there that had been in the community for 5 days. On the 25th, the next day, you locked down the eastern suburbs, not West Hoxton, and it wasn't until the 26th he locked down the whole state. Why did you wait between the 24th and the 26th to lock down?
Look, these are decisions we took based on the health advice. And again, there'll be people that said we went too hard and too soon. Others will say we were, you know, not hard enough. I mean, there are lots and lots of people who'll have an opinion on this.
But what is
the most important advice that I receive, the government receives, is from the public health team.
The New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns says the Hoxton Park revelations underscore why it's important for the Premier and her ministers to maintain a daily COVID-19 news conference.
Mistakes will happen in a global pandemic. No one is expecting miracles, but clear communication and scrutiny of government decisions should be the minimum that governments accept. And you can't pick and choose when you're going to be accountable because the stakes are just too high at the moment.
Last Friday, Gladys Berejiklian announced that her briefings would end. Now she says she won't necessarily be at the 11 a.m. briefing every day. New South Wales had 1,257 locally acquired cases and another 7 people died. The government is concerned about an increase in case numbers in the inner city suburbs of Glebe and Redfern and on the Central Coast and in Wollongong. There were 12 new cases in western New South Wales and 7 in the far west of the state, with 4 in Broken Hill and 3 in Wilcannia. The Yass Valley Council area will go back into lockdown for 2 weeks after a COVID-19 case was found in the community. Labor's health spokesman in New South Wales, Ryan Park, says the system is in crisis now, a month before the mid-October period where hospital and ICU admissions are predicted to peak.
Well, our hospital system is in crisis. There's no other way of putting it. They are working enormous hours. There are very few breaks, opportunities for breaks. They are doing double shifts. They are working incredibly under enormous amount of pressure. What we are seeing also in our ambulance system is exactly the same, a system that is absolutely at breaking point.
Gladys Berejiklian says plans are in place to make sure the system copes, including an increase in intensive care beds from 500 to 1,550. There are 222 people in ICU in New South Wales now, and 94 of them are on ventilators. The ACT had 13 new cases, with 7 linked to a known case or transmission site, while the other 6 remain under investigation. Victoria had 473 new local cases and has announced a 4-week compliance blitz on the construction industry, which is considered a major source of transmission. The federal opposition has criticised the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines among children, claiming Australia's fallen well behind comparable countries. Australians aged 12 and over are eligible to make a booking for a Pfizer vaccine, while the Moderna jab will be available from the 20th of September. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler says while it's a welcome development, it should have happened sooner.
Parents are entitled to ask, why did it take Scott Morrison so long to get to this position? In the US and Canada, teenagers are being vaccinated for the last 4 months. In Europe and in Israel, again, 3 months ago, they started vaccinating their teenagers. Why are we only starting this today when a country like Canada has already fully vaccinated more than 70% of their teenagers?
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.